Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nobody does it like Alabama Shakes. I just don't want to fight. Jordan Silver and Fresh 96.5 The Buzz. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning, everybody in southern Missouri who's probably already super awake.
Oh, my goodness. There's been some stuff happening, weather that people haven't seen in ever.
Yeah, I woke up this morning, 3:30, turn on the TV, big, bright, red screen, and Aaron Little on KCTV5 going, tornado warning, tornado warning, it's 3:30 in the morning.
How'd that make you feel?
Well, it wasn't near me, so it was less scary, but I forgot that those things even happen. How about you?
Tornadoes?
Yeah, because there haven't really been any recently.
Well, it is June.
I know.
We are ready for them. And the Northwest Weather Service of Kansas City tweeted out something this morning.
What'd they do?
They've had 45 years of combined meteorology experience on the shift.
Uh-huh.
And they said they've never seen this before. Two storms basically collided over Kansas City. And they're approaching each other. And if you go to their Twitter and look at the video, it's like they kiss each other.
The two storms are kissing?
Yes.
That would be cute if it was about anything other than what it's really about.
Death and destruction?
This morning, I woke up a little early because I don't like my eyelids.
What?
Because they're too thin.
Too thin.
They're too thin. With my eyes closed, I could see the lightning because my eyelids are so thin.
Oh, your eyelids. I also thought you were talking about your eyelashes.
No.
Well, you've got... do you want thicker eyelids?
I don't know. It was just weird this morning. I woke up before I opened my eyes, and I could see the flashing of the lightning through my eyelids.
How did you wake up before you opened your eyes?
Right, I know. Wait. Am I not awake right now? Ow, ow, ow. Nope, yep, I'm awake.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9. On 96.5 The Buzz.
Oh my goodness, Jordan. My wife decided to take some self-care, and she took Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday off.
Aww.
Just to kind of have a mental health rejuvenation and to just take a little break from the world.
Good. I mean, she had a baby 8 months ago. Your daughter is crawling and babbling to the point where you know this is going to be like a next big thing for your wife. Why specifically did she?
Well, she was having, there's been, obviously with the COVID everything, and with work, she's been kind of promoted to a leadership position.
Congrats.
So, yes. But she just needed a time to kind of recharge because everything was kind of happening.
Absolutely.
And so she said yesterday she felt recharged.
Good.
Refreshed.
Good.
And energy levels back up to where they haven't been in a while.
Oh, good.
So I love this. So I think it's a great idea. And after experiencing yesterday, I want to find a way where she doesn't have to go back to work.
Now, normally, if your intentions weren't so noble, I would be mad at you. Because it would be like an old school way of, oh, my wife doesn't have to work. I'll do the work. She stays at home. But I know with you and how much you love her that that's so noble. And you want to do it because you're a great husband. Mm-hmm. And your wife gave birth to your baby. And you want them to spend more time together. And because she's your snooky wookums. Ooh. I love your love. It's so beautiful.
I mean, those are all reasons, but they're not the main reason why I really want my wife to stay at home and take charge.
Oh. What is it? I'm ready.
I got to take a nap yesterday, and I want to keep taking naps.
Music. World. Local. An unofficial holiday. We're digging deep into history. We're all a bunch of nerds. And bringing you On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and Friends.
If you're over the age of 40, you may remember a crazy tornado storm here in Kansas City that happened on this day in history. But Chris, we'll get to that coming up. It is Thursday, June 4th. Mm-hmm. June 4th. June. What happened on this day in history, Christopher?
Well, in 2014, a guy trying to beat Ken Jennings on Jeopardy, his $2.5 million earnings, he comes up short when his 32-game winning streak ends with $2.4 million.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah. Here's James losing.
Over to James now, and his response was correct. So, Emma, it's up to you. If you came up with a correct response, you're going to be the new Jeopardy champion.
Come on, Emma, come on.
Did you? You did. What did you wager? Oh, gosh, $20,000. What a payday.
She won.
That was the guy who was a professional gambler.
Yes.
And so his theory when he was playing Jeopardy was to go all in. All in. That's it. Go in. Because he's a gambler. He's used to doing that. I remember watching a documentary, and that's what he said was his...
You got to be smart, though, too. You can't just go all in and expect to win Jeopardy. On this day in 2003, Martha Stewart is indicted on federal charges for insider trading. Here's what she has to say.
Whatever I have to do in the next few months, I hope the months go by quickly. I'm used to all kinds of hard work, as you know, and I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid whatsoever.
So Martha Stewart's hard work is just like the hard work in prison. She's ready for it.
Still surprised about that story. But good for her. She's friends with Snoop Dogg. What was that tweet you saw recently about Snoop Dogg?
Somebody was asking why Snoop Dogg is trying to be some television cookie maker, a wannabe gangster. And actually, Martha Stewart's the felon.
Mm.
On this day in 1993, Kurt Cobain is arrested after police are called to his house for a domestic dispute call. On this day in 1992, after a vote to decide whether to put old Elvis or young Elvis on a stamp, with an overwhelming majority, a young Elvis is chosen. Here's how big it got.
New stamps typically come out in editions of about 150 million. Postal officials have printed up 500 million stamps.
Half a billion stamps.
Dude, people are crazy or were crazy about collecting Elvis stuff. Also, could you imagine being such a legend? This would be the thing. Being such a legend in the music industry, right? Mm-hmm. And then dying on your toilet.
That happens a lot. More than you think.
Oh, that's right. You probably know that because you have worked in the funeral service. What, is that something that... Why does the funeral director need to know that? Hi, this is Betty Millicent whatever, and she died on the toilet.
I don't need to know that, okay. But when they come into the funeral home, sometimes their underwear's between their legs.
Okay. Damn.
Yeah.
Wow, that can really just...
Don't push too hard.
Oh my god, I quit. All right, thank you. Thank you.
On this day in 1984, DNA is successfully cloned from an extinct animal, which I think is similar to this.
Until Jurassic Park scientists came along. Using sophisticated techniques, they extract the preserved blood from the mosquito and, bingo, dino DNA.
I think that's pretty much what it was.
Okay. Real life.
Mm-hmm.
Jurassic Park stuff in 1984 on this day.
On this day in local history in 1979, a major storm causes the Kemper Arena roof to collapse.
70-mile-an-hour winds, heavy rains.
Luckily, no one was in the arena, so no one was injured. But I saw a video of the event. The entire roof collapsed. You would have got severely injured if there was anything going on.
That's always such a fear.
Roofs falling in?
Yeah. Or is that something that you just never even think about when you're in your house? Okay, I think about things way too much.
Yeah. When my house creaks in the winds, I'm just thinking, okay, here's the day it falls over. But you see those rickety old homes in the country that have been abandoned for 50 years and they're still up?
You need the big bad wolf test. As I'm out looking at properties to purchase here in Kansas City, I call it the big bad wolf test.
What do you do?
If the big bad wolf were to come to this house and huff and puff, would it blow this house down?
And how do you determine that?
What it's made of.
So you want it's a made brick of stone. Home.
Yeah. Hey, it works in stories, the children's stories.
On this thing in 19...
Shut up!
Are there any straw houses in Kansas City?
I haven't been shown one yet, but... All right, go.
On this day in 1974, the Cleveland Indians had a 10-cent beer night. Hmm. Due to the drunken shenanigans and unruly fans, the Indians forfeited to the Texas Rangers. Here's what the players have to say.
It was just a case of an awful lot of people being a little bit too drunk. I wish that some punitive measures would have been taken as soon as a couple of fellas ran out on the field. And I'd like to have seen a couple of them got whacked on the head. That might have stopped it all.
Oh, ooh. Damn. Ooh. 10-cent beer night. If you give them a dollar, you get 10 beers.
Not a good idea.
It sounds like a fun party, but never done again in MLB history on this day in 1974.
On this day in 1942, Capitol Records officially opens for business.
That is the label that the greeting committee is on.
Hmm. And that's the building with the circular building in Los Angeles.
Yes.
That was built in 55 and they moved in 56, I believe.
Do you know what they tried to make that building look like?
Records?
Yes. Take a look at it, Buzz family, when you get a chance, when you're not driving.
It's an iconic building.
It is, yep.
I'm going to say in 1937, the first shopping cart was introduced by Sylvan Goldman in Oklahoma City. It was actually a folding chair that had been mounted on wheels, and it wasn't designed for your convenience. It was designed so you would buy more items.
When I lived in the South, they called the shopping cart a buggy. That's what they call it in the South. That's what they call shopping carts
like still?
In the South. Yes, like still. All right, hold on. I gotta go get the buggy first. What buggy? We taking some electric VW? Like, what are we doing? No, it's this. No, that's a shopping cart. Buggy. Shopping cart. Buggy.
Same thing as the soda pop. Interesting.
Same thing as the hat that you wear in the winter in the South. They call it a toboggan. Swear to God.
Those are the sleds.
I know. Toboggan. Or they say toboggan. I had to move from the South. For those two reasons. I cannot stand that you don't call this hat a beanie and that you think a shopping cart is a buggy.
On this day in 1913, suffragette Emily Davison runs in front of a horse during a race owned by King George and dies 4 days later. They initially thought it was a suicide, but researchers are determining that no. She actually went out to the race. She had a scarf that was for women's rights, vote for women, and she was going to toss it on the horse so when it passed the finish line, it would see those colors and represent, but she misjudged and was trampled by the horse.
Suffragette Emily Davidson, and the craziest thing is this happened on this day in 1913, and there is video. I saw it.
Multiple camera angle videos. And this is, I don't want to say high definition, but for 1913, it's high definition.
Yeah, this is a crazy story. I wonder if she were around today, suffragette Emily Davidson, what she would do at the protests right now.
If she is willing to go out into a horse race... she would be on the front line because the ovaries on that woman.
No, the balls. That's not even metaphoric. Yes, she had balls. She had balls.
Okay.
I will allow it.
Perfect.
All right, what about unofficial holidays for today, Chris?
I'm excited about this one, Jordan. It's National Cheese Day. I have a few experimental cheeses I'd like for us to try.
Oh, God, no. Are you making them? That was your first thing that you did here on the bus.
Yes.
You made Dustin eat your cheese.
Yeah, I have this gallon of chocolate milk that's been in the container for about a year now.
I'm gonna vomit.
And it's separated, so I'm going to try to see what I can make from that.
Chris, you have to eat it first. Buzz family, if you remember this from a year ago, Chris made basement cheese. I think the podcast is still available. Mm-hmm. It's called Basement Cheese. You took milk. It was, for some strange reason, in your basement. Mm-hmm. Why? Who's drinking milk in the basement? That's one of those things that only one person on earth is doing.
Well, A, that was my bedroom at the time, and it was just in a cool, dark place, and it just... Dustin tried it, said it tasted like Parmesan cheese.
The first bite. And then the second bite, he's like, no, I have to go to the hospital. All right, what else for unofficial holidays?
It is Cognac Day.
That's not how you say it.
Jordan?
Yeah.
When you stick your keys into your car, what do you stick your keys in? Is it the ignition or the ignition?
It's the ignition. We're getting straight out the kitchen. We're gonna roll.
So why isn't it Cognac?
It's just, why is it Arkansas? Cognac. It's cognac. Cognac. I'll let you pass, though, because you don't drink.
Okay. And finally, it is Hug Your Cat Day. According to the website, they say cats are there to provide unconditional love through thick and thin, regardless of the circumstance. I don't trust this website.
Yeah, no, they obviously haven't used the cat translator.
You never know when that info will come in handy. Like maybe for your pub quiz night. That was On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and friends on the bus.
We just learned from Chris that on this day in 1942, Capitol Records opened, home of the Greeting Committee. And so, wanted to play that one hands down on the buzz. I can't believe that show was in 2020. Their show at the Uptown.
That's the one that I wanted to go to, and you didn't let me go.
Yeah, I forgot to ask for tickets for you. New story.
Yeah.
You know how I have issues with sound in my apartment?
Yeah, you hate it.
Yes. It doesn't happen here, or if it does, it's very, very rare. So because of that, like, I'm very, very relaxed about things.
Okay.
Before, I have had to have counseling with my neighbors.
Like arbitrary, what?
Not the ones that live here. No, the building that I live in is good and stuff. But in the past, you know, when, I can't stand that. When you go into, check out an apartment, I swear to you, it's like the apartment manager schedules your meeting and your viewing of the apartment when the neighbors aren't around. So then you go in, you're like, oh, this place is pretty quiet. It's good. Mm-hmm. Move in, and then you hear, I don't know, someone vacuuming at like 2 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm.
You had counseling for that?
I had to have counseling with the apartment complex because I may or may not have gone up and threatened them multiple
times. Jordan!
Quick, don't wear your high heels at 4 o'clock in the morning. Right? Take them off?
Yes.
Wear them later?
But does that deserve a request to die?
I gave them the option not to. It wasn't like I went up there and said, I'm going to kill you regardless. If you continue to wear your high heels and tap around at 4 o'clock in the morning, I will end your life.
That gives you a pass. If you say, do this, I'm not going to kill you if you do this.
I warned them so many times. Here's the thing. I love my place. But yesterday, there was a rhythmic noise in my apartment all day, and I could not find it, and it drove me crazy.
Coming from your apartment?
Mm-hmm.
Not a neighbor?
Mm-hmm. It was coming from my apartment. You know that if even if you listen right now, if we're totally quiet, can you hear the air
buzzing of the computers?
Right, exactly. I don't know what it is, but I have super hearing when it comes to stuff like that.
So what was the sound?
Right. I'll tell you, because I did figure out what it was, and it is the most frustrating thing that...
Jordan Silver on the bus.
I love my apartment. It's got a great view.
Mm-hmm.
The location downtown is amazing. And the reason that I picked it is because it is silent. The building was built in the 30s. And that was when they really did know how to build stuff so that you don't hear anyone else.
So it lasts forever.
Yeah, it lasts forever. I mean, I could scream bloody murder in my apartment and no one will hear me.
Could someone else scream?
Yeah, I've never heard anybody scream. I know. Uh-huh. So like, it's a good thing and also a bad thing, but a good thing when it comes to the fact that I need a place like that because I go to bed early.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And when I hear people partying and stuff like that, like, and I'm in bed, I get jealous. I know, that's whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So lately, there's been a lot of construction downtown.
Okay. Can you hear that up there?
Mm-hmm. A little bit. Depending on where the construction is and what it is, you can kind of hear it. But they finished that at 5 o'clock. So I know earlier I made it sound like I'm absolutely crazy and I can't stand every single noise that you could possibly hear in an apartment. But I know that you can't help some stuff.
Life happens.
Exactly. But yesterday...
What?
There was this noise, right? It was like a tick, 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 tick.
Like a triplet tick?
Yeah, like tick, tick, tick. Three. Tick, tick, tick. Tick, tick, tick. In my apartment. I was laying on the couch and I heard it.
How loud was it?
Not much louder than tick, tick, tick. Tick, tick, tick.
Okay.
Okay,
right? That's frustrating.
It's frustrating. It's something that you can kind of turn the music up or whatever you're doing and kind of drown out a little bit. I figured that it was construction. So I just kind of let it go, whatever.
It'll stop at 5, hopefully.
And when it didn't, I went downstairs and went outside, and I noticed that it was not construction. There was no construction going on. So I go back up to my apartment, and I hear it again, tick, 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 or tick, tick, tick. And I walk to one window, which is where I thought I heard it. Maybe the air conditioning is blowing the shades something like that. Something because it sounded like it was coming from this one window. No, I grabbed the shades and whatever. Then when I get to that window, I think it's coming from a window on the other side of the apartment.
The sound's moving?
Right, sounds moving. To me, that's scary. That's scary. What the hell's in my apartment? What the hell's going on in the walls of my apartment? What is going on? It's an old building. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm 30 stories up, though. So, like, okay, this could be a concern. What is a tick, tick, tick when you're 30 stories up?
So do you continue to search for it?
Mm-hmm.
Did you find it?
I checked the cat box. I just started walking around the apartment to try to follow this sound. It felt like it was moving, you know? I mean, you first find where the sound is coming from, and then you deal with the problem. And it was moving and moving and moving, and I got so frustrated that I couldn't figure out what it was. So I sit down.
And what'd you do?
I realized that... The sound was me breathing out of my nose.
What?
Yes. There was maybe like a little boogie in my nose or something.
How did you go through that much and not realize it was you?
But doesn't that make sense?
No.
The sound was moving with me the whole time. I checked this window. It sounds like it's this window. I checked this window.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Christopher, tell us about what's going on in the news today, please.
Well, all four former officers involved in George Floyd's killing now face charges. Derek Chauvin's charges have been upgraded to second-degree murder, and the three other officers were charged with aiding and abetting second-degree murder. Yes.
Not the end of the fight, but still, great job, everyone. I mean, just... saying no when the president is telling you that he's issuing the National Guard... Still going out to protest. Ugh.
With that being said, there's still stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
I've got three names we're going to talk about. A black 20-year-old student, Justin Howell, is in critical condition with brain damage after Austin police deliberately shot him in the head and then shot the medics that were trying to help him. Vallejo PD murdered Sean Monterosa, a 22-year-old Latino man from San Francisco, after they suspected him to be a looter, and they shot him 5 times while he was on his knees. And James Floyd was pepper sprayed to death in his cell in Brooklyn by guards for being disruptive.
I've seen these names. They're trending on Twitter right now. Fight is not over. Ugh. But the bat would... Shall do it.
We're seeing results.
Right.
Keep fighting.
But the fact that it's still happening. Oh my god. Oh my god. All right. Good news, please. Is there some good news?
Yeah. City leaders have said in the past they want to get body cameras for every single police officer, but funding has been a struggle because they need $2.5 million. Well, with the help of some community donors, they were able to purchase body cameras for every single officer. The area business leaders have reached out asking how they can help fund them, and they told them how, and they were pleased to announce that the DeBruce Foundation has donated enough money to allow us to begin the purchases of these cameras.
For the KCPD?
Yes. This is every single one of them. Not just 10 of them.
Right.
Every single one of them.
These are the results. That. The fight's still going on, but these are the results. Some good comes. Oh, God. Yes.
And a little lighter note on the news. Mm-hmm. A Romanian shoemaker is promoting social distancing with his latest innovation.
Mm-hmm.
A pair of... He developed a pair of size 75 shoes.
What?
That are
75?
Size 75 shoe that are 2.5 feet long. The shoemaker said the shoes are designed so two people facing each other would be required to be the 5-6 feet away.
Clown shoes.
Yes.
Clown shoes.
And I went to go order a pair.
Right. Are you a size 75?
The shoemaker's internet certificate has expired, and it told me the website might not be safe.
Oh, God. Oh, no, don't tell that to my parents.
Follow the show. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. Jordan with an I.
Do you know what In-N-Out Burger is, Chris?
I know it's a burger place.
Okay, it's a burger place on the West Coast. When people come to California, that is like the first place that they go. It's really good burgers, really good service, mm-hmm. pretty cheap. Hmm. Everyone's really nice there, even though the lines are just blocking traffic like you've mm-hmm. never seen before for a burger place. Everyone's still super nice. I'm trying to think, what is a place in Kansas City that's like known for being a nice burger place?
For burgers?
Like people are nice there.
Town Topic?
You don't show up drunk at midnight then to Town Topic, because I've had a very different experience at Town Topic.
I mean, yeah.
Well, but anyway, so I found this TikTok video yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and it is comparing the experience of what it's like to go through the drive-thru at In-N-Out versus McDonald's.
Ooh.
Here we go.
Hi, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Welcome to In-N-Out. How can I help you?
Hi, yeah, how you doing? Is there any special for today?
Yes, right now we have a 2 for $3. But for you, and since you're so beautiful, you can have a 3 for $2. And let me throw in an extra fry, a soda, and a kid's meal. Pull around the front, I'll put your total, and if you don't have enough, don't worry about it. I'll pay for the tab!
Aww. Yes. As somebody has been to In-N-Out, that is pretty much what it's like. It's a very mm-hmm. nice experience. And so the video is comparing that to what it's like to pull up to the drive-thru at McDonald's.
Welcome to McDonald's. I'm going to tell you like this. Hey, everybody left. It's me by myself. So don't be coming here asking hella fucking questions. Know what the fuck you want. Read the menu, then tell me what you need. The milkshake machine is fucking down. Ain't no motherfucking 2 for $5. The motherfucker's gone. I'm not playing today. Let me know what you want. Hurry up, because I got people in this long-ass line. People behind you. Period. Let's
Jordan
go.
Jordan Silver on The Buzz.
Cheap cuts. Pete Wentz. Check your phone. Jordan Silver and Fresh 96.5. The Buzz. P46.
What are you doing, P47?
I just introduced the song, P48.
Why would you introduce the song, P49?
Because it's part of our job, P50.
P51 wonders why they can't just know what that song is.
P50. Did you say 51?
P52.
P53.
P54.
P55.
P56.
P57.
Jordan, stop. P58.
You can't tell. P59. Buzz family, we can't do this as like a radio break.
P60. This is a horrible one. We need to talk about something that's not P61.
Buzz fam, what just happened is it's like, all right, I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick. I'll be right back. I'm going to pee. And Chris goes,
I'm going to pee too.
So when we get out to the hall, I'm like, oh, P3.
Uh-huh, P4.
P5.
P6.
P7.
P8.
P9.
P10.
P11. Why do we compete like this? We did this when we were calling bingo for seniors at the Salvation Army.
Yeah, we were.
In, what was it, October?
October 28th, I think.
Oh, I see.
The Booth Manor.
P62. Yeah, we were calling out bingo for seniors, mm-hmm. and you and I turned it into this contest where we would come up with these riddles.
Yeah.
That rhymed with the bingo balls that we were picking.
I sure did, P63. And didn't I do a terrific job? Who won that, I think? Was it me who won, or was it you?
Well, P64, you don't win when you're calling bingo.
Oh, true. The bingo people are the one who win when they win P66.
P67. Yeah, I'd pull a ball and be like, if you like to soft shoe, mark off B2.
P68. P69?
P70.
P71. We need to stop this.
Yeah, we've talked about
P 73. It stopped.
Well, then you stop. P 74.
Okay. P 75.
P 76. We got to talk about something else.
Miss B
78. Ah!
Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on the Buzz.
The text line has spoken, Chris, and they said that you skipped a number when we were doing our P thingy, and you lose. I'll take that.
You skipped a few numbers as well.
Well, there's no proof of that, and nobody texted in about that, so let's talk about Miss B. Miss B!
She texted me yesterday.
Miss B is the old lady that you drive around. She is 96.
94. Born in 1926.
Oh my God.
Every time you ask this, Jordan.
I know, I can't, because the numbers are so high. It's like beyond...
It's true.
Any level that I can comprehend how this woman has made it so far. She's been through so much stuff. And when was the last time you saw her?
It was February 28th.
Wow.
So it's been a while. We went to the hen house to get her some groceries.
Right. That is a thing that you do with Miss B. You drive her around because she can't drive.
Yeah. And then so I got a little text message from her yesterday, said, if I can get an appointment with my nail guy, can you take me? I said, sure, absolutely.
Oh, good.
And then she texted me, I'll be at the front door in my wheelchair at 3 p.m. They will push me halfway out and you can drag me out. Simple.
This is Miss B.
That's Miss B. Direct text from her.
Oh, I love her. She has been through so... I guess she is going to take some precautions, though, with COVID. Mm-hmm. Or she's just over it.
She's a type of old lady that's not going to get her down. She's not going to be afraid of that.
Could you ask her? I don't know how, but come on. You can figure out a way to ask her about the truth of these journal entries that we've been reading.
How would you suggest that I ask her, hey, can you tell me about these personal life stories that you've never told me before that I know about?
Make it like a documentary. Oh, my gosh.
What?
How about if you tell her you're shooting a documentary on her and her life? Because you found her journal, in a box of things that she asked you to throw away. And you kept it, looked inside it, and we have been piecing together for the past couple months some of the journal entries that put her in very historic places, according to the Buzz family.
I have no proof of it.
Right, there's no pictures. Has she ever had you throw out any pictures? Have you ever gone through her photos?
No.
Will you be like, Miss B, I would love to see what you look like young. Is that weird to ask an old lady?
That'd be a little weird. Okay. But, I mean, if I can ask, she has photos up in her room.
Okay.
Maybe I could, but no, I can't go into her room.
Tell her you have to go to the bathroom. Tell her you need something up in her house.
I can, she's going to be a little suspicious, though, if I'm rummaging through her trunk.
Is she thrifty? Is Miss B thrifty, the old lady that you drive around?
She hasn't exactly had to worry about money since 1955.
Damn it. Okay, fine. I was going to say, you could be like, hey, Miss B, I'm going to go turn down your thermostat while you're gone to save you some money. Then go up there and look at the pictures on her wall and see if she's got any pictures that would fit with what the Buzz family has put together when we read her journals. Like, she was part of the Manson family.
That just seems too far-fetched.
I mean, what if there's a picture of her in her bedroom of her and Charles Manson? Then that means that her journal is right.
You want me to sneak into a 94-year-old's bedroom?
Jordan Silver and friends on the Buzz.
You know what I love about the older generation is that they have been through so much that they just say what they want and feel how they feel, and they say what they want. And that is the one thing that I'm looking forward to as I get older. I still have, like, these filters and things that I'm worried about when I say things, especially with our job. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to try to be sensitive to everybody and everybody's feelings, but you also want to be funny. But funny is sometimes based off of other stuff that may or may not be the right thing to say at the right time. Who knows? But there is we were talking about Miss B, the old lady that you drive around. So you're going to drive her around today?
Yeah, I'm picking her up at 3 o'clock.
Cool. I wonder if she has the same mindset about what's going on right now as this lady in this video that is being passed around the internet right now. I'm looking for information about who this woman is. She's just there's no information on it at the moment. It's an older woman in Seattle, and she's doing a news interview and explaining and explaining racism in 60 seconds, and it is so prolific and beautiful. And this is great because it's, you know, the older generation are like, no, this sucks. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
This is her doing it.
We hate because we're taught to hate. We hate because we're ignorant. We're the product of ignorant people who have been taught an ignorant thing, which is that there are four or five different races. There are not four or five different races. There's only one race on the face of the earth, and we're all members of that race, the human race. But we have separated people into races so that some of us can see ourselves as superior to the others. We thought it would work, I guess. It hasn't worked. It has been bad for everyone. But it's time to get over this business. There is no gene for racism. There's no gene for bigotry. You're not born a bigot. You have to learn to be a bigot. Anything you learn, you can unlearn. It's time to unlearn our bigotry. It's time to get over this thing, and we best get over it pretty soon. I'm an educator, and it is my business as an educator to lead people out of ignorance, the ignorance of thinking that you're better or worse than someone else because of the amount of a pigment in your skin. Pigmentation in your skin has nothing to do with intelligence or with your worth as a human being. It's time to get over that.
Preach!
Grandma! How does she become the grandmother of our nation? She needs to be. I need to find out who this woman is.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
Thank you, Buzz family. Through the text line, the new text line, we were able to put together that the woman that was speaking in this amazing 60-second speech that we played right before the commercials, where she destroys racism in 60 seconds, her name was Jane Elliott.
To unlearn our bigotry. It's time to get over this thing, and we best get over it pretty soon. I'm an educator, and it is my business as an educator to lead people out of ignorance, the ignorance of thinking that you're better or worse than someone else because of the amount of a pigment in your skin. Pigmentation in your skin has nothing to do with intelligence or with your worth as a human being. It's time to get over that.
I'm going to go learn more about Jane Elliott as soon as this is over. Thank you, Buzz family, for texting in that. And I mean, this is, we don't know everything here. I know that we're a voice and, you know, we have that power here at the station, but I want to know everything, everything possible that I do not know about the movement and stories behind it. Like, it, just want to put it together and give it out to the Buzz family tomorrow on the show. It's not confirmed yet, but I heard an activist speak this week here in Kansas City about the movement and the protests, that it was poetic, but I could also feel the pain in their voice, and I'm trying to get them on for tomorrow at 8:30, trying so hard. I hope that it all works out, because I just want to give them the floor to be able to speak, because that's what we can do here right now. As white people, we can listen and help. You've got some news coming up after Shade?
I sure do.
Anything music related?
Somebody is in a lot of heat over what they said.
Music related? Yeah.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Recapping your news from the 7 o'clock, we've got all four of the former officers that were involved in George Floyd's murder are now facing charges. Also, there are three names that are trending on Twitter right now: Justin Howell, Sean Monterosa, and James Floyd. They are all men who are people of color that have been killed during the protests in the past couple days. Local donors have put together enough money to supply the KCPD with body cameras. Thank you for that. And a company has made a size 75 shoe to help with social distancing. Chris, what's going on for the 8 o'clock news?
Well, former Nirvana bassist Chris Novoselic has deactivated his Twitter account after receiving backlash for praising Donald Trump. He posted, "Wow. I know many of you can't stand him. However, Trump knocked it out of the park with his speech."
What?
People are responding with hashtag smells like shut the F up, the other guy from Nirvana.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Wow. Okay. Wow.
And
that's all I can say.
Wow.
I should be a little bit more eloquent, but I can't be when the bassist of Nirvana is
Especially with the whole movement of what the band stood for.
Kurt Cobain's gonna haunt him.
People are requesting they not cancel Nirvana because of what Kurt Cobain stood for.
Right, that makes sense in the end.
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
And a Virginia governor will announce today plans for the removal of a Robert E. Lee statue from Richmond. The city government also announced that the city's mayor and a city council member will introduce an ordinance to bring down all the Confederate monuments on Monument Avenue in the former capital city of the Confederacy.
Amazing. I lived in Atlanta, and outside of Atlanta, there's a place called Stone Mountain, mm-hmm. which they made a Confederate monument on the side of a mountain. Mm-hmm. It's huge. Let's get rid of that, too. Let's get rid of all of it.
Let's get rid of all monuments.
All monuments?
Anything, any monument for a person, technically, I feel like should be not allowed.
Well, I mean, there's some good people that did historic things.
I realize that, but no monument should be allowed for people.
Okay. Dictator. I'm voting for you. I'm voting for Jane Elliott.
Please do.
If there's a write-in spot, that's what I'm going to do. All right, what else is going on in the news?
The World Health Organization has some new information. They recommend a few. They're recommending a few modifications for planned mass gatherings, including hosting events outdoors rather than indoors, adjusting the official capacity of a venue, and staggering the arrival and departure times of the attendees.
I love that.
You do?
Yeah, I love being the last to arrive and the first to leave at pretty much everything.
But what if you, the show's over at 11 o'clock and you're not assigned to leave for 45 more minutes? You're just gonna sit there and wait?
Oh, that's when I need a DD so I can drink in the parking lot. You know? That's how you
do. You won't even be in the parking lot. But they also mentioned that Dance Festopia here in Kansas City is one of the few places that has not been canceled and is ready to go full on.
The World Health Organization talked about our little Dancetopia festival. All right.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, we need to go to that safely if we possibly can.
And in other news, AMC Theaters acknowledged yesterday that the corona pandemic could push them into bankruptcy. It said when movie theaters are allowed to reopen all over the country, they don't think customers are going to come back in droves. They've had losses of over $2 billion during this. So, yikes.
Oof. I mean, that's what you get for charging $75 for a popcorn. Wrong, yes, wrong, yes, wrong.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the bus.
Jordan, mm-hmm. your feet, your shoes, they're talking.
My shoes are talking?
Yeah. They're
dancing?
They got some holes. This isn't like you.
No, I know, but the thing is, I am not emotionally ready to break in a new pair of Vans. It's been a hard year.
What does that even mean?
It means exactly what I just said, and anybody who wears Vans knows exactly what I'm talking about.
You're not emotionally ready to go buy a new pair of shoes?
To buy are fine. To break in a new pair of Vans. That is what I'm not ready for. It's torture. It's painful. And again, everybody who wears Vans knows exactly what I'm talking about. The slip-on shoes.
You have to break in Vans.
Look at this. What do you call this part of my body?
Your ankle?
Eh, it's the back of my... It's like up from my heels. Right where the shoe...
Like your Achilles tendon?
Yeah, it's right where your shoe rubs your foot.
Okay.
And anybody who has ever worn Vans knows exactly what I'm talking about, that we all have scars. Look at this. I have a scar from
Why
wearing
Why would you wear shoes if
because
it causes
they're cool,
scars?
Because beauty is pain.
No, there's gotta be a shoe out there that's similar to them that doesn't cause painful.
No. Or Vans could maybe update that and stop torturing their customers, but no. I'd love to wear black on black Vans and...
Do they...
Yes, there are holes in my Vans, which is weird. Who gets holes in shoes?
How long does it take to... Break in shoes.
Oh, God.
And are you breaking in the shoes or breaking in the back of your ankle?
I mean, both. How long does it take? It takes, I don't know. It's more like a walking thing. You know, it's you've got to walk pretty far in them to get them to finally break in. And by that point, you're wearing Band-Aids on the back of your heels because you need to protect it. I've bled a lot before. Hey, your heel is bleeding. The back of your heel is bleeding. Yeah, I'm breaking in some new Vans, but they're my favorite shoe.
how can a shoe that physically harms you be your favorite?
Because it's cute. Look, it's on black on black. I love it.
There's not another shoe.
Vans. Vans. And again, they know about this problem. Everybody knows about this problem. I have scars on my heels.
Can you buy things to put on there to protect it? Have people, somebody invented that?
There is a Band-Aid that is used, I think, for warts that you put on your heel.
What band created that?
Not band. Oh, my God. Are you serious? Are you a dad? Are you a dad?
What are you talking about?
A Band-Aid, fool.
Oh, the things that cover up scratches.
Wait, hold on. Were you just acting or was that real? Because Band-Aid?
There's lots of fundraisers going on. I thought there was a new aid for...
Band-Aid?
I don't know.
Band-Aid?
The band's aid.
Hashtag Jordan Silver and friends on the bus.
I just got back from the water cooler.
Yeah.
And yes, bus family, there is a water cooler here at Entercom Kansas City. And I was talking to a host from another morning radio show. Other stations are talking on air on their shows about what happened in the parking lot yesterday, Chris. And it involved you.
Yeah, I had a bit of a disaster yesterday.
Ooh.
You missed it because you left early.
Well, I had to go to therapy. All right.
That's your excuse?
It's not an excuse. Listen, I would be so much worse if I didn't have therapy. I'm sorry that I wasn't here for you, though.
It was an epic failure yesterday leaving the station.
So much so that other radio stations have already talked about it on their morning shows.
Yeah.
What did you do in your past life?
I don't know.
This kind of stuff doesn't happen to you.
No, it doesn't.
I've only heard a tiny little bit of the story. Chris, what happened? It's so crazy that other radio stations are talking about it that work here on their morning shows. What'd you do in the parking lot?
Bad luck would be a major understatement.
All right. Tell us.
First, I get to the car.
Which one?
My 89 Volvo. I hadn't taken this car in a while.
It's true. Why? The superior car that you love so damn much.
Because I drove my wife's car. Because I needed to keep the miles off the Volvo.
You said that you're having issues with it.
I just need to replace the battery.
So replace the battery.
Well.
So what happened?
When I got to the car, the first thing I noticed is a giant bird crap spot on the driver's side right in the middle. I don't have any windshield washer fluid. I'm just not connected, so there's no way I can wash it off.
Oh, God! That's bad luck, number one.
I know. I thought, not a big deal. Right. I can go wash it off.
Sure.
So I put my key into the ignition. It wouldn't start.
Okay. Dead battery?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
No big deal.
Okay, yeah.
So Ponch from 99.7 The Point, he was just about leaving. Like, hey, don't leave yet. Can I use your car to jump mine? I've got jumper cables in my trunk.
Cool.
He says, sure. He pulls up to front of my car, opens up his hood. Mm-hmm. My trunk wouldn't open. Now, I've had this issue before, but like maybe twice, three times in the 6 years I've owned it, my trunk doesn't open and... Now it's not opening.
I just found the perfect music for what this sounds like.
Sure.
Sounds like a Benny Hill sketch, no?
I mean, yeah. Okay, so my trunk wouldn't open. And I was like, I can't get my jumper cables. And then Nikki from 98.9 The Rock, she comes down, is about to leave, and I ask her if she has any jumper cables. She does.
Okay.
Problem solved.
All right, I'll turn down the music then.
She gets them out.
Yeah.
She breaks them.
The jumper cables broke?
She breaks them as she's untwirling them. She undoes something and completely breaks them. So they're useless.
All right. I'm putting the Benny Hill music again because it sounds like a Benny Hill sketch. So a bird crept on your car.
Yep.
Someone came to help you and you couldn't open your trunk to get out your...
Jumper cables.
Jumper
correct.
Cables. Somebody else comes out, has jumper cables, and they break.
When do they break?
They never break. This does sound like a Benny Hill sketch.
And so then I'm thinking, wait a second. I've got a rear pass in my back seat. I can go access the emergency trunk, release it, open it
from
that way.
There you go. That's how you troubleshoot.
So I go to the back seat. I spill my beverage of milk all over the back seats.
I needed that time. Because I have so many questions.
Milk!
Why?
Not water, milk!
Why is milk in your car? It's 90 degrees outside.
I love milk. I don't know why. I drink like half a gallon a day.
Trying to make cheese out of it? What are you doing? Oh, that's disgusting. So there's milk all in your car. Oh, that's embarrassing. Keep going. Please tell me it gets better. Oh, God.
I reach back in, and as I'm looking for the emergency release after in the milk that I spilled, I think, well, I can just grab these jumper cables.
Mm-hmm.
So I grab them out.
Yep, out of the back of your car, through the back seat.
Yep.
Because your trunk wouldn't open.
Mm-hmm. Open my hood. I attach them to my battery, to Ponch's battery. Within 30 seconds, it starts.
Oh, good.
Fantastic.
Right. So this is the end of the story.
I thank everybody. Mm-hmm. Ponch leaves. Nikki leaves. And then as I go to reverse, it dies.
Jordan Silver on Instagram at Jordin Silver.
Why are you laughing? So hard.
You're evil. Not the only one.
What?
Your idea was not stolen because your ideas were independently created.
Okay, hold on. We're talking copyright infringement.
Mm-hmm.
Idea stolen. I don't listen to radio besides our show because I don't want other stuff to influence us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Can I play a little clip from 99.7 The Point?
What is it about? Why would you play a clip from...
It's about the story that we told in the parking lot, and there's a similarity that they decided to do as well.
Your car, yes, because all the radio stations we're talking about today, how they were all part of trying to jumpstart your car yesterday.
Apparently, they also think there's a common theme with this.
Okay, so this is from... The Points Morning Show?
Yes.
Okay.
Nikki Pace from Johnny's show comes over. She had jumper cables, and they, like, broke. They fell apart.
Oh, so no.
There's a collective 8 people out there trying to jump a car.
He played Benny Hill's music!
No!
Not to do anything else whatsoever.
No! That was my joke!
Right?
That was my joke! Who references Benny Hill at this point?
When I was listening to the back and I heard that, I'm like, did they listen to our... But they...
No, they did theirs before us.
Yeah, that was in the 6 o'clock hour.
All right, well, if you want to know what we're freaking out about, podcast, 965thebuzz.com/podcasts. We'll be up. We've got the whole show that we talked about. Jeez, Chris, your wife taking some time off.
Mm-hmm.
There was a weird noise in my apartment yesterday. A hilarious McDonald's video. A Miss B update. You're going to hang out with the old lady that you drive around?
Yep.
Finally, for the first time since COVID.
Yeah, I'm going to drag her out.
Okay. Well, can you video that?
I'll try.
All right. And on the show tomorrow, it's still not confirmed.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. But, you know, it's 8:52 in the morning. I don't expect activists to be up, because they've been out all night.
Right. Most people aren't even up now.
Right, exactly. Well, I heard someone, a local activist and advocate for the Black Lives Matter movement, speak a couple days ago, and just the way that they spoke from their heart about what's going on, it brought tears to my eyes, and my empathetic heart just ached. And I think that it's our place as broadcasters right now to not speak for people of the movement, but to let them speak. Mm-hmm. So, oh gosh, I hope that they confirm.
Will you post on your Instagram, Jordan Silver with an I, as soon as they confirm?
Yes, I will. I will. Hopefully tomorrow, 8:30, they will confirm, because poetic was the way that they spoke about everything. And I would love for the Buzz family to hear their point of view. All right. Till tomorrow.
Yeah.
Stop. It's gonna be stuck in my head for
Stop.
All
Good.
Time.
Good, that's what you get.
Do 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 do.
P56, P57, P58, P59, P59, P60.
Thanks for downloading the podcast and hanging out with us today. If you want to see what's going on when the show's not on air, follow Jordan Silver on Instagram. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. That's Jordin Silver.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.